And now let's move into our heart space and allow this healing to begin. We're also going to send healing to this ship for electrical and all the other pieces. We're going to see it coming together in peace and harmony. So just take a minute and visualize this ship with everything humming perfectly and beautifully. Let's go up to the bridge and see harmony and balance up there. Mental clarity. We'll send Robert's tone up to the bridge for mental clarity. And see the people on the ship being peaceful and harmonious. And let's send a rainbow light through the ship. We're not going to use the violet flame, might be a little too much, but the rainbow light will bring in a third dimensional balance at a fifth dimensional level, so the ship can handle all of that. Very peaceful. Before we actually work with the ship's course, let's go to the island that we just left, the island of love. This beautiful island needs our help. From our heart, send love to this island. See it pristine and green, emerald green, and see the waters flowing, perfect balance. See the rain and the sun in perfect balance on the island. Harmony and balance. We call in the overlighting diva of Kauai and ask that the overlighting diva works with us, and we work with that diva, seeing the island sparkling and peaceful. And we call upon the nature spirits and Pan and all the love that that island brings to us. We send that back for harmony and peace. You can feel the angels and all those that work with that island, that hold the energy, protect it and balance it. And again, we'll send love and thankfulness into the waters surrounding the island. Love and gratitude and thankfulness. And then let's allow that to move through around all the Hawaiian Islands, all the beautiful islands that we've spent time feeling the beautiful energy of Lemuria. See that harmony coming back to the islands where it is needed. So there is only love and peace and harmony. Harmony is a key word here. See harmony in the waters, in the people, on the ground, in the islands, in the earth. And allow this harmony and love and gratefulness and thankfulness to spread out from those waters around the islands, filling the waters with harmony and love, thankfulness, gratitude. And before the ship, let's send out a magnificent violet light. And we call on Master Saint Germain and Jesus Ananda, Mother Mary, and our teachers and guides that wish to be a part of this. And just see the ship being held in a beautiful beam of pure light, shining down on the ship and holding it in this bubble of balance, harmony. And allow this bubble of light around the ship now to move through the violet flame, bringing peace, yet more peace, on its trajectory. See the winds in balance, the elements in balance, and we call upon the overlighting diva of this ship and ask to be in harmony with her. And see the ship moving peacefully and gently. Know that is our truth. Know that we are brought together to do great things. And we start with this peace of love. To see it on a beautiful, beautiful, smooth waters. Smooth waters gliding gently. Gently, in perfect harmony, everything functioning perfectly. Everything functioning perfectly. And now moving back to your heart, feel the connectedness from your heart to all the people in this room, to every other heart. Feel the joy and the connectedness of this family that was brought together for this special 7 days. Only once will this happen exactly like this. And we send our love and gratitude and thankfulness to all that is that brought us all together. Thank you, divine child, for being present, for being there for you. Give him or her a hug. Stay with them. Listen to them. Be one with them. Allow the magnificent transformation of the crystal clusters around this island to support you in the alchemy. The alchemy shifting you in to the new energies, activating the DNA that is ready to be activated. And we say thank you. Thank you. From our sacred heart to all that is, we say thank you, and so it is.
Good evening. Ah, what a blessed voice she has, does she not? And we'll just going to be making a short closing statement before I even do my opening statement. And we'll let it all be one. And what I'd like to say, thank you for that. That's beautiful, isn't it? The medium says he doesn't take a good picture, but I do. Try it. Go ahead. Take me a picture. Quite eloquent. Anyways, my closing statement for, as I believe the beautiful John just made the statement, we've been together for a week or so. What is the date today? The 8th. And I hear it tell, the medium says to me on the way out, he says, Master Guide, he said, some of the people are traveling on 9/11, he said, and I think they got a wee bit of a fright about him. And I said, no, they don't. Here, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll help every one of you out. I want you to look at your neighbor over here. Everybody look from one side to the other at somebody. On 9/12, you'll still see that person. They'll still be on the earth plane. So you're safe if you're flying on 9/11, not to worry about it. All right? Here's what I'm going to tell you. And I don't want you to do anything about it other than to just hear it. First and foremost, I've got to do something that just makes me happier than a bird. Speaking of birds, this little philistine sitting behind the medium, is he not just a blessed energy himself? I tell you, just give him some light. Nothing. Was that for me? Thank you. They say to me, they say, Master Kirill, you got to be short up there this evening. I said, for goodness sakes, I'm always short. I don't ever have any long statements to make. Unless you consider a couple hours long. But I won't be here that long, so don't worry. But here's what I want to state to you tonight. And I want this spread about the world. And you don't have to say it came from Kirill. You don't have to say it came from the medium. You can say this came from the heart of Lemuria. So here it is, my friends, in the calm order by which I would offer it to you. I'll not be bouncing up out of the chair with my medium or anything, but I'm going to say it with a passion. I say to you, 9/11 should be the first day of celebration. You say, oh, Master Gay, they'll be popping on you for that one. If you say celebrate on 9/11, well, I'm saying it, me friends, because you know what I'm saying? From the world of guidance, it's the day that the American people, the English people, the Irish people, the Japanese people, the Chinese people, I believe it's a day for you of we the people to take back your earth plane and stop walking around in the fear. Because you see, me friends, there's only one thing that you absolutely fear, and it's not taxis. The one thing you absolutely fear is death, and you're all coming away from that as we speak. Because death as you expect it is not a death, but a transition to an even higher plane. But I didn't come here to explain what you already know. What I came here to say to you is help me get something started. Let us take 9/11 and let it make it the first day that we refuse to be afraid of something in this earth plane. That we the people unite in a force of love, that if we start on 9/11, we'll not ever have to be afraid again. Call up Gorbachev. Call up President John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Call up Martin Luther King Jr. And ask them this, me friends. Can you live in fear? No, you can't. Get on the damned airplane. Everybody fly on 9/11. And show the world that we the people are not afraid any longer. Because we have got to stand up and say, you can't scare me. Because if you can't scare me, I'm going to love you and you're going to love me. And by God, that children are not have to come up in a world made up of fear. They're going to come up in a world made up of love. And I got to tell you something. Jen, you hear me clear as you can when you're working with those indigos and writing your books. You put this part in the book. We owe it to the children that we bring onto this earth plane. We the people bring on children. You owe it to give them a world without fear. And I gotta tell you something, me friends. If it doesn't start with a group like this, it's not gonna start. So I'm asking you from the depths of my heart to celebrate 9/11 and say no more fear. I just refuse to be afraid. And by God, if someone's going to drop me with a bomb or something like that, then I'll go up there and I'll talk to the God Creator and I'll come right back down here in a brand new body and I'll say still no more fear. And eventually when the fear doesn't run we the people run the world. And I've got to tell you something, my friends, whether you're from Ireland, if you're from England, you're from France, I don't care where you're from, you're from we the people, and we the people can stand united as a whole. And believe me, that's a lot more than those that are trying to run the fear department. We in love can find we the people, and we the people will join with the guidance reality of Kryon and Kirill and all of the great masters. You'll stand with us in the presence of the love of what we are, and we'll say, I choose love. I choose love, and I won't be afraid ever again. And I'll tell you something, my friends, when you say it and you feel it, you'll never be afraid again. I'll ride the airplanes with you if I have to. I'll see if I have to buoy them up myself. We'll not be afraid anymore. 9/11 is the day we take back the world. We the people, standing united in one flavor, L-O-V-E. That's what we'll do, my friends. You and I together, we stand united in love. We stand with no more fear. I stand, that is my statement this evening. I bless each and every one of you who can feel it in your heart. God bless you and good evening.
Greetings, dear ones. I am a cryon of magnetic service. Indeed, we echo the words and the emotions of Master Curiel. For in all of these teachings and all of these years, we have told you that there is no greater power than that of love. And the statement has been misinterpreted so often. They say that, what are you going to do with an enemy who only wishes to kill you and wishes not to listen to anything that you have to say? If you don't fear them, it changes the attitudes of those who would kill you. It's about energy. Indeed, it's about emotion. It's about compassion, which we have told you before is the key to the future. The actual compassion balance of the planet is part of the shift. Each one in your own heart. And we've been teaching that for 18 years. What you have now in the now is your future of some years ago. In other words, you sit now in the fulcrum of the energy we predicted. And we've given you instructions on what to do and how to do it. And all of the instructions start with the I, the you, the human DNA. That's what shapes the crystalline grid. That's what affects those coming in with new consciousness. Did you ever wonder how this would work? How can you take such strife and change it with love? Did you ever understand or even consider that a human being who is not afraid and is compassionate is one who delivers an energy to the crystalline grid of this planet, and that affects those who come and go in the Akash? Did you know that? The constant system of arrival and departure on this planet has an energy of itself. It is changed by you now. And the irony is that when you return someday, and you will, is that you will return within the energy of your own creation of what you're doing today. An actual energy that you go through like a diaphragm from one side of the veil to the other, and you can smell it, and it's sweet. The shift we speak about is necessary to move into that area, an energy area that will be marked to 2012. The earth will not be perfect in 2012. There may be just as much strife then as there is now, but it is a marker that begins the Renaissance. There's only one reason that the two mediums sit before you today with the same message given at the same time in 1989. And that is because you must prepare for this shift within your heart, within your countenance. Light workers awaken, and they did. We said, thousands, tens of thousands of you, there are, who have felt the calling to look within. Not to throw away their faith or their religion. Not to throw away the things that were precious to them. But to take everything they knew about God and make it bigger than they were taught and bigger than they were told. The entourage remains in the room. It's been here now since last night. Some of you felt it when you came in and you were ready for it. I'm aware of what's happening here. I know you're on what you call a cruise. God is not in the dark in your life. We know what you're doing, the decisions you've made, why you think you're here, and what's going on in your life. For some of you, this has been a pinnacle of epiphany, a true realization of some things that you did not consider before. Last night we talked about the filter of the light that you have, admonishing you to clean the glass so that your light is even brighter. We would not give you these instructions in this way if it were not needed. Cryon, some have said, is something going to happen? It sounds like a fearful message. I will tell you this. Yes, something's going to happen. And it's not a fearful message. What is going to happen is that when you clean the lights, there is going to be peace on earth. That's what's going to happen. It's a pretty far out message, Cryon, we've been told, when we look around us and we see all these things. Master Curiel just gave you the secret of it all. Don't walk through life in fear. We gave you a channeling not too long ago and said, can you stand there with a storm raging, lighthouse, and can you yell at the wind, it is well with my soul? Can you do that? And if you can, that's an energy that goes right into the grid. The universe sees it. It generates something as powerful as the electricity that you see generated by the turbine that goes around and around. When you make these kinds of decisions for yourself and you clean the glass and you look at your own life, it changes the very dirt of the earth. You don't know you're that powerful, do you? That's who's here. That is who's here. It's the last day of your cruise. I know that too. God's not in the dark. Oh, light worker, oh, human being. You think you tap into God only when you need help, you know? Don't you think we want to be around when you're joyful? Don't you think we want to be around when you're eating good food and when you're having a wonderful time and you're listening to great music and your heart is so glad that you're alive? Those times we're there too, you know. We love to be with you in those times. And in the challenges, we want to stand right by you then too. God is not in the dark when it comes to your life. Everything you do is seen. We stand next to you because we are your partner. Let me tell you what's going on right now. I want to give you instructions for farewell. For the cruise draws to an end. Instructions for farewell. Sounds sad. Isn't sad at all. The three P's. The first is the place that you visited. You've been visiting the peaks of the mountaintop of the center of Lemuria. The capital, so to speak. The place where the rejuvenation was mostly accomplished, as we've told you. The island of love, we've told you. As you could look down right now to what's below you, and you could take away the water for a moment in this visualization, you're still looking at the mountain. It's huge. Beautiful. A garden paradise, even then. Renown in Lemuria, the center, the pinnacle, the place where you go to get rejuvenated. That's where you are. It's the place you are in. And some of you have been affected by the place that you were in, all the energy. You say, I didn't expect to feel it so powerfully standing on the crater's edge and listening to the ancient chants. I didn't expect it to touch my heart like that. I'm not a Hawaiian person. What was it that I was feeling there? I didn't expect to be touched so grandly and so greatly by the heiau, the sacred places that I visited that have nothing to do with my culture or my civilization or my race. And yet it did. And I resound to the place. Some of you have never been here in this mountain before. And you're hiding a little bit of what you think you might go through when you have to fly away from it. When you see it receding into the distance, will you weep? Will you return? Does it make a difference? Should you be here? Here's the truth. The place knows you came here. Oh, that's too far out, Cryon. The place is just plants and trees and rocks. Really? Is that what you felt? Plants and trees and rocks? Or did your heart get filled with some other kind of energy and emotion? Was there not visiting you some kind of communication that pulled on you? I'll tell you what was going on. Your cellular structure and your DNA got filled up with this place, the first P. And when you go home, you're going to take that place with you. That's what's going on. There are those of you here who will never return. Circumstances of your life, and you will never return, and it makes no difference because the place is in your heart. And anytime you want to visit this place, go there in your mind and remember the power and the beauty and the love and the compassion of Lemuria. You own the place. You're from the place. And let the place go with you in your heart and remain in your heart. And if you never return, and that time, when it's time to go on the other side of the veil, literally on your deathbed, if you choose, you can smile and you can say it as well with my soul. Because I have the place in me. The second P is the people. Do you understand that there will never be another time in the history of humanity when you have the mixture of human beings that are in this room right now together again? This is it. Unique it is in the universe. Unique. Some of you haven't met everybody. Oh, you know their face and their name perhaps, and you greet them. You haven't really spent time with them. It's difficult in these few days to meet everybody, to know everybody. It's difficult. But you see, you've shared something. I'm not really sure you understand what you're sharing. Consider for a moment all of the angelic presences that are here. I know this is odd. To some of you, it's maybe a little too odd. Let me just say, you believe in God? Most of you do. You believe in angels? Most of you do. Then I'll tell you that both of those are here. You each have an energy around you. You can call it whatever you want to. Your higher self, your Merkaba, your auric field, whatever you want to call it. There's an energy around you that's been touching everybody else in the room. Yesterday, some of you came down to this very floor and participated in a healing, and you didn't know perhaps at the time the healing was two-way, and some of you are beginning to realize that. You see, that's what humans do with humans if you allow it. The one who comes and is honored is then touched, and the honoring goes both ways. And you don't have a toucher and a touchee. You have those who are intermingled in a healing. That's what you have. Some of you have received the sparks beginning of a healing, and you're going to leave differently than you came, and you won't know this for weeks, what has transpired in your heart and your body and how it's starting to react, because the place is in you and the people have touched you. That's the truth. And you don't really even know it. You don't understand how powerful this is. You stand on protocol, and when I'm done, you will stand and you will leave. Pack your things and get ready to leave tomorrow. Never really understanding the angelic protocol that took place in this room. By your own being here, you give permission of spirit to fill you up and take something away with you. The people, the human beings in the room, by their intent to participate in this event, have fed you something that they have. You will leave with some of them, and you may never see them again, but some of them is with you. That's the way it has worked. It's always worked that way. The light that you carry is shared. How many of you have touched another gently with compassion? Somebody didn't know these days. And the answer is many of you have. How many of you have touched the rocks? And the answer is many of you have. Are you going to go away with something different than you came with? It's the reason we keep coming back to Lemuria. I tell my partner where I want him to go. And he looks at all the options in what you call cruising. And this is the option he keeps returning to. Every few years, Lemuria is on the schedule. Because it's important. That's the second P. The people who are here have touched you, and you may not even know how much. How can you say farewell to them? How can you say farewell to this without welling up in your heart? And I'll tell you, because you take a piece of it, all of it, not just a memory, but an actual energy home. And when you get there to your familiar surroundings and you're so glad to be home and you're laying in the bed the first night, maybe the second night, and you're looking back on everything that took place, these moments, these channelings, the beautiful music, the meditations which balance, the beautiful scenery, those you met. And you may sigh and say, oh, I really love that. How can I ever recreate that? I'll tell you, in the now, it's still happening. Can you take this very moment and snapshot it into your brain? The energy that is here right now, the energy that is here right now that we're speaking of, the farewell energy, is going to last your lifetime. If you let it, you have the power of creating this moment with all of these faces and all of these consciousnesses and all this love everywhere you go. Hard to describe. My partner is grasping at words as I give him these visualizations of how every single human being can recreate this over and over, like a tape playing if they choose. And wallow in the beauty of the farewell. It's never over. There is no goodbye. It's the aloha, which is a circle of energy. It is a word for hello. It's a word for goodbye. It's a word for I love you. Aloha. Derivative of Lemurian, of course. So the third P is your perspective of the other two P's. What are you going to do with it? The perspective of farewell. Why don't you make it the perspective of hello? The perspective of aloha. Everything that you're experienced and have this very week will stick to you like glue if you let it. If you want it to, you got free choice. Will you forget it? Will you put it in the book and file it away? Will you talk to people about the fact that it happened, and in your voice it'll be a past tense, or will you revisit it and say, this is what I did and this is what I am still doing? It is well with my soul because I love who I am. I visited the Lemurian energy and took away with me a piece of it so strong that I have the islands in me until I die. It's happened to my partner, you know. He'll come back as often as I allow him. The islands have been in his veins for years. And anytime he wants to, and he does it often, in the quietest moments of his life, he creates Lemuria in his DNA. And that's what we want for you. That's the perspective of farewell. Well known in Lemuria, translated even into Hawaii, and in the language of the natives, the perspective of farewell is the perspective of hello. Becoming aloha, a greeting that never ends. It is a circle of love. There is no farewell, is there? A unique event this has been. We look among you, and we know it is before you. Not the future that we can see, but the potentials that you create. The challenges that seemingly don't necessarily go away. They don't have to go away when you don't fear them anymore. You just aren't aware of them and don't care anymore. And they fade into the distance. The challenge is to carry this home and use it. For this is your heritage. If you didn't feel it, I'll tell you. It belongs to you. It's in your Akash. And I think that is why you came. And so there is no farewell. As Kryon closes this cruise, there is no farewell. As Master Kariel closes with his statement, so powerful, of the purpose of love on this planet and what you're supposed to do with fear. There is no farewell. As the meditations will cease and the music gets disassembled and the room becomes dark and clear for the next set of humanity that will come and do whatever they will do in here. Some of them will wonder what took place in here as they play bingo. You know you're affecting the very cushion you're on. Did you know that? The wood in the room knows who you are. No matter where it came from on the planet, this is how you affect Earth. All of it so profoundly. And so it is, dear human beings, that it has been a special time. The entourage leaves, begins to withdraw the bowls of tears to wash your feet. The tears that we have of our love for you. It has been grand indeed. And so it is.